found number 42, Brandon Binder. He is the one that I think could really score a lot in this kind of a ball game.
Carl Steff replaces Mike Ray. Second free throw coming up for Luke Redford. It's at 7-1 right now. Check that, 7-2, 2-for-2 for Redford. The only points for Owen Gage. 4:50 left in the first quarter. Sawyer Kozefka across the timeline. Left side of a radio. Starts his dribble. Good ball handler there. Over to Kelly, right elbow. Into the corner to Shippey. Shippey in trouble. Nice pivot work for him. Now starts his dribble, picks it up after one. Back out to Lesnar. Resets the offense, gets a screen from Kelly, does not use it. 4.5 to play in the first. 7-2, Caseville. Kozefka on the baseline, in the left corner, dribbles back out to the top. Now, didn't like what he saw. Resets the offense. Owen Gage in a 2-1-2 defense. The fadeaway from Shippey at the right block is airballed, and here come the Owen Gage Bulldogs. That's their first rebound of the night. 7-2, Caseville leads. Bulldogs on offense, dribbling is Farner at the top of the key. Man-to-man for Caseville. And we have a travel as Carl Steff shuffled his feet before he took a dribble. And that'll be the sixth turnover for Owen Gage already in 4 minutes.
Well, Owen Gage has more turnovers than they do have shots.
And we have a timeout, a full timeout called by Caseville as we're halfway through the first quarter right here on the WLAW Sports Network.
Now that the holidays are over, we can all take a deep breath and relax. Well, that is unless you're still using that ancient phone from last year. What, did Santa not read your Christmas list? Okay, we know you asked for a new phone from Thumb Cellular this year. And if your letter to Santa got lost in the mail, don't fret. Thumb Cellular always has great deals. Right now, purchase a new phone or upgrade to a new phone to receive a Thumb Cellular scratch and save card that you can scratch to reveal one of three great offers. $50 off any smartphone, $10 off service for 6 months, or maybe even $50 off accessories. The best part? This is on top of other great specials through January 31st, including smartphone discounts, 50 bonus gigs of data when you sign up now, and even special pricing on cell phone insurance. Treat yourself to these great deals at any office of Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky. The talk of the thumb. Terms of service apply.
Caseville comes out of a full timeout. It launches a three from the left wing from Gilhart. This one's no good. Rebound Owen Gage, and we have a whistle, and it goes out of bounds, in fact, on the second effort. Here comes Owen Gage moving up the court. Caseville still in that token pressure, trying to trap at half court. They break it, and it's right into the hands of Kelly. The seventh turnover for the Bulldogs in 4 minutes and 30 seconds. Shippey, top of the key, over to the left wing. That would be Gilhart. Gilhart feeds it in side. That'd be spinning Lesnar. Kicks it back out to Shippey for three off the mark. Long rebound comes to the hands of Matt Fritz, and here comes the Owen Gage Bulldogs.
Lesnar is very unselfish. He gave up a nice shot on the inside to go for the three on the outside.
Top of the key, Matt Fritz being guarded by Kozefka by 8 feet for three. Farner left wing off the mark. Long rebound into the corner, and it's offensive board. Owen Gage stays on offense. Taking their time, Fritz to the high post. Back out to Fritz for three. Left wing, this one's good. First field goal for the Bulldogs, and it's now a two-point game, 7-5, 2:45 left in the first quarter. Over to the right wing to Shippey. Shippey down to Kelly, and it's stripped away by Binder. Fourth turnover for the Eagles. Here come the Bulldogs, left right across your radio. Into the corner to Steph. Back out to the high post to Farner to Fritz. Now the right wing thought about taking the three. Does not. Over to the left wing for three from Partika. This one's good. And suddenly, the Bulldogs are on top by 1 point. It's 8-7. 2:15 left in the first quarter. We have a turnover. And Shippey is able to save it in the backcourt. Across the timeline, that would be 51. Lesnar to the left wing. This one's tipped again, but by Carl Steff. Over to the number 30, other 35, Gilhart. And this one stripped away by Farner. And Caseville struggling suddenly in the last minute and a half.
I have a correction on that last shot, Clark. It was Carl Steff that hit that three.
Oh, excuse me. Farner for the long two. This one's short, and he gets his own rebound. Steff for three this time. No good. Rebound Matt Fritz into Binder, and it's nearly stripped away. Picks up his dribble underneath the hoop. And back out to Fritz for three. This one's airballed again, or missed again, but another offensive board for the Bulldogs. Minute and a half left. Binder turns from the block. No good. Rebound Kelly. And Caseville stops the bleeding. 8-7.
Even though they didn't score on that, that was a good flurry for the Owen Gage Bulldogs.
On the baseline, that would be Gilhart. No good. And off defensive rebound by Owen Gage. Going the other way. 8-7. Bulldogs lead suddenly. 1 minute remaining. Binder. Down to the low post to Fritz, turns, shoots, and he is fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line for two shots. This will be the third team foul against Caseville, and it's against number 13, Sawyer Kazevka. Excuse me, second team foul. 55 seconds left in the first quarter. Matt Fritz, first free throw. This one's good. Now a two-point lead. Substitutions coming in for Caseville, number 14, 15, and 43. That'd be Jaden Nugent. He's an eighth grader. Number 15, Alex Schweinsberg. And number 43, Brody Miller with the Rec Specs. Second free throw from Fritz is good, and it's now a two-point lead. 9-7. 10-7 now. Owen Gage.
Question is, who's going to be the first one to miss a foul shot? Everyone's hit him.
Down to the baseline. The jump shot is no good from Jaden Nugent. And he gets his own putback, and this one's in for two. 35 seconds left. It's a one-point ball game in the first quarter, 10-9. Over to the right wing. Steph for three, no good. Over the top of the backboard and out of bounds with 27 seconds left. Owen Gage 10, Caseville 9. A back-and-forth ball game. Owen Gage with two threes and four free throws. Over the right wing to Schweinsberg. Schweinsberg over to Nugent. Nugent to Kazevka for three, and he hits that one. And Caseville retakes the lead 12-10. In transition, Binder loses it, and he can't hang on to it. Goes out of bounds, and with eight turnovers already and 8 seconds left in the first quarter, Caseville gets the ball back 90 feet from their own hoop. Rolls it to Kazevka. 7 seconds left, over to the right wing. Schweinsberg. Spins back out, and he traveled with it. That'll be the sixth turnover for the Eagles.
He just hit a practice three. He meaning Sarah Kazevka.
0.9 seconds left in the first quarter. Owen Gage inbounds to Steph. The three-quarter length shot is up and no good. And we've reached the end of the first quarter with a score of 12-10 with two lead changes right here on the WNW Sports Network.
If you are considering either new or additional grain storage facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Whether you need a minor repair or site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormart grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, MC and Nico grain dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services. They maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and three truck and all-terrain cranes ranging from 40 to 55 ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach, suitable for maneuvering any job site. DS Services crane rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318.
Caseville leads by 2 points, 12-10 after the first quarter is complete, and Caseville will get the ball to start this second quarter. Over to the right wing to, that'd be Schweinsberg. Schweinsberg back out to Nugent, the eighth grader, over to the left wing for three. Pattengill, no good, and rebound brought in by Owen Gage's Luke Redford.
This is Pattengill's first appearance.
9 rebounds for Owen Gage in the night, 7:40 left in the first half. Farner gets across the timeline, picks up his dribble, and to Binder, high post, I should say, and it is tipped out of bounds, and it will be Caseville ball. Ninth turnover for Owen Gage.
Eagles are attacking a 2-1-2 zone that Owen Gage is employing right now.